no such thing as empty space. There certainly isn't, as this space is full of sound, played out from speakers at head height spaced around the room. The pink board, which you're invited to touch, throbs and vibrates, as does the slim, lightweight backpack you're invited to wear, either on your back or on your front, or simply to hold. Known as a sub-pack or a tactile bass system, it's more commonly used by sound engineers and gamers, and its throbbing is strangely comforting, as if it were a friendly cat made of neoprene. The floor is covered with a mat of silvery grey astroturf, and around the edge are four giant silvery metallic grey cushions, each a metre square, on which you can sit or lie with your back against the wall. Multicoloured lights play on the white wall, and there are also two large pebble floor lamps in opposite corners. The ambient sounds were synthesised from recordings made by over 80 people over 6 months, in sites ranging from airports and stations to cathedrals and swimming pools. The project has also involved the input of audiologists, sound designers, musicians and psychologists. The sound runs for about 15 minutes and it's on a loop, so it will repeat, merging seamlessly from church bells via the rumble of a train to an airplane overhead to birdsong and crunching feet on gravel. There are tick-tocking tones and the odd percussive bang or clank. When you've heard enough and decide to return to the waiting area, you may be asked for your response via a feedback form. There's also a large chalkboard on which you can write how you felt about the installation. Previous visitors have left divided opinions. Some thought it was a fabulous idea and loved the immersive content. Some found it disturbing and claustrophobic. Others described it as fun, happy, sunny, peaceful, and thought it was interesting to consider sensory loss.